This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A top Russian diplomat has said Moscow may consider a prisoner swap involving a U.S. journalist after a court delivers its verdict. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told Russian media that talks about a possible exchange with Wall Street Journal.
We'll get back to that story next hour. The Kremlin Thursday denied a report that President Vladimir Putin personally approved the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was detained in Russia late last month on espionage charges. In Sudan, the ruling military leadership warned Thursday of potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops in the capital and other cities without approval or coordination with armed forces leadership in what it said was a clear violation of the law. In France, clashes erupted in Paris on Thursday during the 12th day of nationwide strikes against President Emmanuel Macron and his pension bill to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. In Australia, Cyclone Ilsa lashed the northwest coast with strengthening winds and increasing rain on Thursday as authorities warned the population to prepare for destructive gusts of up to 275 kilometers per hour, reaching Category 4 strength. In Ireland, U.S. President Joe Biden planted an oak tree at the Irish Presidential Garden Thursday. He rang a peace bell in honor of his ancestors as he met with the country's president in a continuation of his three-day tour of the country, celebrating his Irish heritage. And AP sources say the FBI wants to question a Massachusetts Air National Guard member in connection with a classified leak of military documents. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday it will go to the Supreme Court to appeal restrictions imposed on a widely used abortion pill in the latest round of an intensifying battle over reproductive rights. The move by the administration of President Biden came just hours after an appeals court blocked moves to ban mifepristone, but limited access to the drug used for more than half of the abortions in the United States. Speaking to reporters during Mr. Biden's visit to Dublin, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, "We believe that the law is on our side and we will prevail." Late on Wednesday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said mifepristone should remain available for now, but limited access to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy, down from 10. The appeals court also said in-person visits would be necessary to obtain the pill. That's a requirement lifted in recent years, and blocked the medication from being sent by mail. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said Thursday it has referred 17 additional unruly airline passengers to the FBI for criminal prosecution. The cases of unruly behavior include a widely reported incident in March in which a man attempted to open an aircraft emergency exit door during flight and used a makeshift weapon to assault a flight attendant. The FAA reports that most of the cases involve assaults against flight attendants and other passengers, and they date from July of 2022 to March of 2023. The agency has referred more than 250 of the most serious cases to the FBI since late 2021. A court in Peru sentenced the country's former military intelligence chief to 12 years in prison Thursday over his role in the 1988 murder of a journalist. Daniel Oresti Ilera was found to have been complicit in the killing of Hugo Bustios Saavedra, a reporter for the weekly magazine Caretas. This according to the court. Bustios was killed during a plainclothes military patrol in the Andean region of Ayacucho. Uzbekistan is hosting a conference Thursday of foreign ministers of regional countries, including Russia and China, to review the situation and cooperation with Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. The event in the Uzbek city of Samarkand comes as the United Nations reviews its presence in the strife-torn South Asian nation after the radical Taliban barred female staff from working for the world body in the latest of a series of curbs placed on Afghan women. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download and take us everywhere you go. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.